The Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg's already had a couple of conversations this week with Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. Mr. Frydenberg joined me earlier. Treasurer, thanks for talking to AM. Has either Facebook or the government budged overnight? How long is this going to take?
Well, there's been no movement overnight. Mark Zuckerberg and I have been in contact, messaging each other, and we've agreed to talk later this morning, and we'll see what they have to say about going forward. I've expressed, obviously, my disappointment to Mark yesterday about Facebook's actions, which were unnecessary, which were heavy-handed, and were very problematic to see sites such as the Royal Children's Hospital or to see New South Wales Fire and Rescue or 1800 Respect and see all their websites taken down in those actions by Facebook.
Well, when we spoke on Monday, you said that you'd been speaking with him and you thought you were pretty close to a deal. Clearly, you were blindsided by this. How would you characterise his negotiation skills?
Well, again, this is not easy. And if it was easy, Sabra, other countries would have succeeded, and they haven't. So we're trying to succeed where others have failed. And there was progress in negotiations between Facebook and the commercial players, but these are difficult deals to strike. So let's hope it gets back on track. But at the same time, the Australian government's resolve is very firm. There's more at stake here than just one or two commercial deals. This is very much about Australia's sovereignty. This is very much about Australia making laws for Australians. This is very much about the rules of the internet and the digital world replicating the rules of the physical world. And we've been through a three-year process in putting together this code, which helps protect public interest journalism and is designed to create a level playing field where journalists are paid for generating original content as they
should. But its actions yesterday, it allowed misinformation and false news to trump actual factual content. Does that show that Mr. Zuckerberg values money more than lives?
Well, again, we were very critical of those actions yesterday and the impact that it had on the broader Australian community. I think it underlined their market dominance, and it was quite strange to see a response to a law which is designed to actually curb market dominance by exerting that market dominance. And that's what we saw from Facebook yesterday. But let's wait and see how discussions go today. But the government's commitment to the code remains very firm indeed.
Julian Knight, the chairman of the top media and culture company in Britain's House of Commons, says the UK probably won't copy what the federal government's done here, but he says if Australia is bullied into submission, the UK is next. It sounds like meek support.
No, I think there's very strong support around the world. The Prime Minister spoke to Prime Minister Modi from India yesterday, and they discussed these issues. I've been in touch with my Canadian counterpart previously on these issues, and there's a lot of interest around the world on what is happening here in Australia, because these digital companies are very much changing the world. But as the Prime Minister said yesterday, they don't run the world.
The former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says what you're trying to do is impose a tax, and probably the best way would have been to apply a tax on all that online advertising revenue. If you had your time again, would you do that?
No, I think we have got a very constructive way forward and a very considered way forward. I mean, let's not lose sight of the fact, Sabra, that earlier this week we saw Google reach successful negotiations with Channel 7, with Nine Entertainment and with News Limited, as well as some of the smaller players with more deals on the way. No one thought that that was possible, and that was a world first. And we're not talking small amounts of money, we're talking very substantial amounts of money that will help underpin and sustain public interest journalism in this country. So the coders are ready, even though it's not even become law just yet. It has already brought the parties to the table, it's already facilitated these deals, and it's already been a very significant step forward in helping to get payment for journalistic content.
There are reports this morning the government's Razor Gang is going to meet this afternoon to decide on a new permanent rate for JobSeeker. How much higher are you prepared to make it?
Well, again, I'm not going to preempt those discussions that we're having. I have said to you previously that the government is considering the rate of JobSeeker once this elevated level ends in March. At the same time, we saw yesterday jobs numbers for the January period, and we saw 29,000 full-time jobs being created. We saw the unemployment rate fall from 6.6 to 6.4%, beating market expectations. And we've seen incredible resilience in our labour market, which is very, very positive indeed and augurs well for the future.
Just on the temporary increase that there has been to the payment, that has allowed people to live in with dignity. How hopeful should recipients be that that will continue?
Well, we want all Australians to live with dignity, but also we want all Australians who are on the JobSeeker payment to eventually move into the workforce and as quickly as possible. And that's been our record previously to COVID, where we saw our welfare dependency reach a 30-year low, and we saw the unemployment rate get down to 5.1%. We've been hit by a once-in-a-century pandemic and the biggest economic shock since the Great Depression. The government's responded with unprecedented support. That support is ongoing, and that support has helped see the unemployment rate come down yesterday in another positive development.
Treasurer, thanks for talking to AM.
Always a pleasure.
That's the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg.